VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Just your calls and comments. The show is full of it. Call now. We're here. We like it. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment's brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We could have had a V8, but we'd rather have a call from you. 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. We're currently on the line right now with Dave from Middleton. And that's Middleton, Idaho, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, Dave, I understand the concern that any seller would have about how the item's showing up in Best Match. You will never be able to game that algorithm. And what I tell sellers is if you start focusing too much attention on this, you will find yourself running down a blind rabbit hole. What to do is to follow the best business practices to the letter, and everything else will take care of itself. The problem with trying to figure this out is that you have no idea what's going on with other sellers. You don't know other sellers in this particular category may be outperforming you, not just in sales, but in other areas. For example, they may actually have better performance scores or ratings from other sellers. They may have more sales over impressions than you do. All of these things can ratchet up their listings over yours. The only way that you can compete and do so with and maintain your sanity in this particular environment is to make sure you're following all of the best business practices we recommend for optimization in Best Match and search engines in general, and everything else should take care of itself. Of course, you want to make sure that you're always competitive. And in the cell phone accessories category, you know, I don't have to tell you this, that is a cutthroat category. It's a very easy category for someone to get into. There are lots of players. There's high attrition rates among sellers because it's a very competitive category.
Right. Right. I was wondering if you knew, we do a lot of our listings with Optiva.
Mm-hmm.
And we use their image hosting. And I was reading, you know, all the different things for Best Match and what you can do to, you know, keep all those good standards so you show up better. It mentions, you know, having quality photos and having a lot of photos. Is that just an in general term, or is me putting my pictures on Optiva and having them hosted on there affecting that?
Possibly.
Okay.
So I know a lot of sellers who like to do that. I don't recommend against it necessarily. But there's no reason why you can't be uploading photos to eBay's picture services, which are free at the same time. Embedded photos in embedded images within descriptions can be problematic, and there's no rules about or guidelines about what is and isn't problematic. My issue with those is that in order to see the photograph in a bigger size, and oftentimes you don't see it in a bigger size, is you have to click off the listing page. I love our partners. I think they're fantastic. These third-party tools are wonderful. So I'm not trying to denigrate the tool. But you've got a buyer on your listing page. Why would you put anything in your description that takes them off the listing page? That just, it's like setting up a storefront, trying to get buyers into the store, and you say, now do you want to see the product? Here, go out in the back alley or go out to the street. It doesn't make any sense once you've got your customer in your store to push them out on a different page. So I'm a big believer in using eBay's photos. If you have to embed photos and you want to do that in a description, nothing wrong with it, but give your buyers a chance to see the photos through eBay's picture hosting. I don't know if you've used it in a while. It's fantastic. If you upload a big photograph, you can zoom in or view the entire photograph. It gives you a huge picture. I recommend it.
Okay. Yeah, because I think there's an option on Optiva where you can actually choose to not have them host it, and they would upload it directly.
To eBay, I'm a big believer in that.
Okay, that might be an option then.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, well, thank you guys.
Hope we've helped you out today.
Yeah, I don't denigrate Dave for wanting to, you know, be as high in Best Matches. He can be. That's a very good concern. But the way to do this is to make sure you're following the best practices to the letter, and that'll give you your best advantage.
Okay, I wanted to mention that you made an itty-bitty little mistake. You gave the wrong outro to segment two, and
I'd
like to say that it was brought to you by Stitch Labs Inventory Management for eBay Sellers.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Karen from Pearl City, Iowa. She's known on eBay, Griff, as So SEW Productive.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote us this note. Hi, I am a new seller as of this year, June, July. And I have changed and updated my listings multiple times since I started selling, accepting returns, free shipping, and I think I finally have a good way of listing my items. And since I can't listen in live during my workday on my phone, I would like you to dish my listing to see how I'm doing and if you would change anything when I get home to listen in on the archives. I also opened a store since we have a lot of inventory to add to my store with the passing of a family member. We have over 38 boxes of comics alone, soon to start listing as well. So I want to get an idea on how I'm doing, listing my own things first, and then remove any other bugs of my own creation and start listing those items as well. Thanks so much for your time. I love your shows. So here's the item number, Griff. It is 1909-5990-5240. Again, that's 1909 5990-5240.
Okay. We're looking at a women's New It Tags Don Ed Hardy puffer tattoo coat, brown and red reversible extra small jacket.
What do you think about the title?
It's okay. Yeah, it's got all the important words.
All the stuff in it. Okay.
Yeah. Don Ed Hardy puffer tattoo. I might have had the word tiger in there, since there's Le Tigre in the front of the, or the back of the jacket. So the title's okay, I'd add that word. She's using a composite for one of her photos that shows four aspects of the item. Okay, I understand that there. If I'm looking at this listing, and I'm going to do this right now, if you copy the listing, if you open up a new web browser page and you search for that entire title, you get to see what it looks like when it shows up. Not bad, I guess. I'm not a big believer in those composite photos. I think that they actually don't help, but that's just my opinion. I think a separate photo for each aspect is a better idea.
So I have one thing to say about the photos.
Yeah.
It says that this is a brown and red reversible, and I will tell you, on my screen, it's totally pink. I mean, it's hot pink.
It's hot pink, and also it's hard to tell if this is brown or gray. And I'm going to assume that this woman or the seller has used a flash or very harsh direct lighting to light this item, and that is a problem. In our photo tips, we always say you should use diffuse lighting if at all possible. There's different ways to diffuse lighting. Just putting a shade or a piece of fabric or something, not something that's going to burn up, obviously, but casting the light through a translucent piece of film or fabric will help diffuse it, much like a lampshade does. Because you've got very harsh lighting for this, so it doesn't make the item look very appealing. Also, not quite sure why people do this. You can use whatever color background you want. Red is not helping you in this particular case. I would use something much lighter. I know that there was a study, that a so-called study that was popularized about a year ago, that said that items get more bids with red. I don't believe it for 1 minute. What's more important is, does it make the item look good? And in this case, I'm not so sure the red background does. That being said, you've got a lot of other photos. I can pretty much tell what the item details look like, and that's good. You can see the new tags. There's another composite photo. I just am not a fan of these composite photos. Makes it hard to zoom in on them. I can't really even zoom in. Well, there they go. I can zoom now. But you've got a lot of detail in there. There's one photo that shows your hand. Babe, don't show your hand. It shows you holding the fabric. looks very unprofessional. So crop that out. If I had to do that to straighten the photo out, to straighten the fabric out to show those patches that you're showing, I would then crop that image so that my finger or thumb wasn't in there. Hand models get paid a lot of money, and there's a reason why they do, because they have hands that are beautiful. They're much more beautiful than your hands.
And not only that, they're, because I've been in on these shoots, by the way,
yeah.
Not only do they have beautiful hands, but it's set up painstakingly on how the person is holding it and where yeah. the hand is, and shouldn't use your hands in your pictures.
No.
Even
and,
if they're gorgeous.
You get some blue stuff on your thumbnail, by the way. So that's about the, that's what we're talking about, the pictures and the title. I'm not going to try to, I don't think we should try to compress this in. We'll finish up when we come back after the break. I really would rethink your photos, because one of the things that happens when you're using improper lighting is you get an inconsistency of the color from photo to photo. So in one photo, it does look a little brown, but in the next photo, it looks a little gray. And then another photo, it actually looks more like it's charcoal. So that's a problem. And that inside, the inner shell, that is not red. That is hot pink.
It is.
That's definitely not a red shell. So we'll continue with this when we come back. This segment was brought to you by TerraPeak, eBay Market Research, to increase your online sales. You want your listing dish? You should. 888-723-4630. It's our pleasure. Here at Ask Rick and Lee.
Our goal for the eBay Radio Show is to help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. We want to know if you've got something to share that will help us achieve that goal. Please send your press releases, articles, and announcements to us at guest@voicemarketing.com. Please include your contact info so we can follow up with you if need be. Again, that email address is guest@voicemarketing.com. Is there something you'd like to tell us?
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listing dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
Let's face it, product sourcing for your business on eBay can be a real hassle. That's why Inventory Scouts offers a free business consultation for new subscribers. Inventory Scouts has product sourcing specialists specifically trained to help with all your inventory needs. Let them assist you with fast and free sourcing solutions from thousands of vendors, updated daily across all spectrums. Sign up now for your free account at InventoryScouts.com and find a goldmine of new opportunities today.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 224.
Go from a selling mentality to a merchandising mindset. What does that mean? eBay certified education specialist Joyce Banbury is known on eBay as Holiday Market. She has a tip on what that means.
Learn to compete with the best of the best. And I think that eBay sellers begin to understand that they don't want to compete just with other eBay sellers, but that they want to learn to compete with the best sellers out there in the whole marketplace. They're going to have to get away from focusing on sliders and bottom feeders to try and change your mentality from just selling to merchandising your material in a more consistent and professional way.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We are on tenterhooks waiting for your call, and they're starting to hurt. Call us now. 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Take the floor with your call, 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
And as soon as we finish dishing this listing, we'll be taking more calls. So, and our lines are open, 888-RADIO-30. So, Griff, you were not crazy about the picture. So you've
not crazy
you've
about
helped
the picture.
Her with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moving over, okay, I'm a little confused about this. This is an auction format. This is starting bid of $249.99. So,
See, this is a good jacket. This is a $350 jacket.
Well, yes.
And so she has a chance of selling this, but with that starting bid, I don't know.
Well, somebody at the last minute will probably, if they're interested in it, come in and bid that much, and there probably won't be any real competition for it. I can't say that for sure. So I'm not saying it's a bad strategy, but it's definitely a curious strategy. If it works, great. There's a chance maybe what she wants for it is $249.
What would Griff do?
I don't use auction format.
Okay.
I always use best fixed price.
Reversible is misspelled in the title.
Oh, I missed that. You're right. Yeah.
R-E-V-E-R-S-I-B-L-E is what it should be. So you might want to change that.
Right. Then you've got all the item specifics, except there's one here that I would have in that's really important. Give us a measurement or two, and I'll tell you why. Even though it says XL, XS, extra small, these jackets, especially Ed Hardy merchandise, Christian Odozier, this particular brand, The sizes aren't standardized, so I'd really want to know what the sizes are. Now, you have them inside your description, but I always put them in as custom item specifics as well. But that being said, you're using the item specifics. That's important. I'm not quite sure how you pulled this off, but it looks like your item-specific values that you've entered in, they look like they're in bigger font to me. And I don't know if that's just me.
Not on my computer.
All right, so it must be just my. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just something I'm seeing. Okay.
Yeah, they all look the same.
What about the description, Lee? Are you seeing different sizes?
Oy vey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
First of all, not only do you have different size fonts down here in your description.
Yeah.
You go from like 10 to 13 and a half. She's using Arial, but you need to have it all be the same size font. Also, she's using a light gray font for the first part of the first paragraph.
Yeah.
And you want it all to be black. I had a hard time reading that. That is too light gray. You want everything to be the same color. Also, I wouldn't say things, and Griff, you can tell me if you think I'm wrong. I wouldn't say things like, it's an instant snazzy update to every sassy ensemble.
Well,
I wouldn't say that.
It's kind of editorializing.
I love the bullet points. She's done great with the bullet points. I wouldn't even say bring a little bling to your winter look with this embroidered tattoo. I would just put bullet point, embroidered tattoo patches and American flag detailed bubble jacket. Second one.
Yeah.
Double-faced. Glazed shell with chevron quilting. Third one, double-faced tiger embroidered tattoo. You know, maybe that, but not right. The way she's got it.
And the reason why we say that is because you've got paragraphs here, and buyers don't read. So you're wasting a lot of time in the front talking about what a wonderful jacket is. Yeah, we can see that.
Very warm and plush puffer jacket that will really keep you warm and stylish during the cold winter time. Nobody cares. Just make it bullet points. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts.
And it needs to be cleaned up, because when you go down the bullet points here, there's something happening under dry clean only. We're seeing some script of some sort that got left in there. Are you seeing that?
I'm seeing a double bullet point underneath.
Right. I'm seeing double bullet point, and I'm also seeing some script that says if support lists.
No, I'm not seeing that.
Yeah, so go in and clean that up. And then the last thing I'd say is you have your important note underneath. You're screaming in all caps. This is actually even harder for a buyer to read, because mentally a buyer sees this and said, why is the seller screaming at me? It's all negative terms. So I only ship to your registered PayPal address. Don't make this a huge sentence. So if you're only going to ship to the registered PayPal address, said shipping item shipped to registered PayPal addresses. Just say that, nothing else. I reserve the right to cancel the transaction and relist if the item if payment has not been received and cleared within 3 days, unless other payment arrangements are made. Get rid of that. Just get rid of it. Yeah, we know there's an unpaid item process. You're going to put off buyers by putting that in there. Just take that out. Yeah, of course you reserve the right. But when you put something that in your listing, it turns buyers off. If I was looking at this, I would say, boy, if there's a problem, is this buyer going to give me a seller going to give me a hard time? I think I'll go look for another item.
I'll tell you what, I would like to see her redo this listing.
Yeah, all over.
Okay, and then call us back.
Yeah, so let's not grade it this time.
Because we're not even going to grade you because you're new.
Yeah.
And we think you've got some good, you're doing some things right. All right, yeah. You're taking a lot of pictures.
That's good.
You are using bullet points down in your description. You're using your item specifics. You're on the right track. We want to make you an absolute fantastic seller.
We do.
That's our goal.
So give us a shout out when you've redone the listing and we'll take a look at it.
Exactly.
Well, although it's hard to believe another hour has gone by in your life,
yes.
You've spent it with us against your mother's better advice.
She told you not to hang out with us.
And you did anyway, so there you are. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30 because there's hour two coming up right after the break. 888-723-4630. We're talking eBay Radio on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Feed for Fox.
TerraPeak.com, the leading provider of eBay Marketplace Intelligence, presents The Pat Investigation. This is e-commerce, a gathering place for people to buy and sell stuff. That's where I come in. I'm John Tuesday. I wear a badge. It was Wednesday, and it was heating up in the e-commerce community. My partner Joe Thursday and I drove to the station to question one of the last people to see a person named Pat who seems to have just disappeared.
He just vanished, I tell you. Bought an antique gold watch on eBay, and he's gone.
Mm-hmm, gold watch.
The guy made a fortune using a thing called TerraPeak.
TerraPeak?
Yeah, TerraPeak, I tell you.
Now, you wait a minute. You come in here telling us that this Pat used this TerraPeak to make his fortune, and he vanished. Well, you listen to me. I've seen his kind. I've seen your kind. He's one of the lucky ones, not like you, not like me.
No, but you can too. Just sign up with TerraPeak. You'll see. I tell ya.
eBay sellers know they make more profits every day with TerraPeak. You can too. Sign up today at TerraPeak.com. That's TerraPeak.com.
The few seconds people spend visiting your eBay listing are precious. Now you need them to stay longer and buy. It helps if your listings look professional and inviting. Billboards by PageMage is just the app for this. Quickly create and automatically post custom-designed headers and footers in all your listings. Brand your business, promote specials, even cross-sell your merchandise. It's free and easy to use. Learn more about billboards at PageMage.com, also in the eBay App Center.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.